when I've been tempted just to rush into doing stuff and to be active and to try and, you know, strive and stress and strain, I've just felt that loving reminder of Jesus just to slow down and just to enjoy time with him. And I just felt the loving reminder of God to me, just saying, Ollie, you're not enjoying time with me. You're just in, you know, kind of planning mode. You're just preparing for things that you're leading others, but you need to enjoy me for who I am.
Welcome to the Keswick Convention podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Redeemed. If your heart has sunk that it is not James Carey hosting this time, then let me raise it again by telling you that your guest is none other than the worship leader, Ollie Knight.
Hey.
Hello, Ollie.
Hi, Rachel. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
For those who don't know you, would you just tell us a little bit about where you're from, what life looks like for you in and out of COVID-19?
So I'm Ollie. I live in Canterbury, the Garden of England in Kent, and I'm based at the City Church, where I work a couple of days a week leading our worship team here at the church. And I also work as well part-time as a documentary wedding photographer, which is quite fun. I live with my family, so Kirsty's my wife, been married to her for 11 years now, and we met at University of Kent where we're both studying, and then got two kids, so Caleb, who's coming up for 8 now, and Rose, who's almost going to turn 5, and both of them are at school, so it's quiet house during the weekdays, Rachel. Usually I, out of COVID-19 times, I've photograph lots of weddings. I get to serve and lead worship at my church and at different events and conferences around, like Keswick. During COVID-19 times, it's been a lot more at home, as it has been for everyone. Less weddings to photograph, and if there are any weddings to photograph, it'd be, you know, 15 people rather than 150 people. And less leading worship in front of people, more just staring at a camera and hoping it blesses people when it goes out. So a lot more leading from home, leading online, that kind of thing. So that's how it's been this year.
You definitely did launch a lockdown LP. That's You Hold the World. And that is a lockdown and achievement and a half. I mean, some of us haven't, I mean, I haven't even started knitting yet, but, you know, I can safely say that wasn't going to be easy. Tell us what you learned about God's character, even doing something as huge as that.
Sure. So once lockdown started, we actually went into family isolation a couple of weeks before lockdown started officially, and I just wanted to keep on singing to God, and I thought, if I'm feeling that, then I'm sure other people are feeling that. So I launched something called Come and Sing With Me, which was where lots of people could tune in on Facebook and sing worship songs and hymns together. And then I'd unpack a bit of scripture and we'd pray together. And I thought, you know, it might be me and a few other people. But in the end, we had a few hundred people joining in, lots from Keswick and other places around, which was really encouraging. So that kind of, you know, that kind of started this whole thing of me feeling quite energized and excited about writing more songs. So I started writing more songs during the start of lockdown, mainly around the theme of, even though things are a bit scary and a little bit, you know, kind of worrying at the moment with the pandemic, we can put our trust in God because he ultimately offers us hope. So I was writing pretty much a new song each day, just sat down at my piano, just kept on writing. And then I think, you know, I was introducing these songs during Come and Sing With Me. People were responding well to them and finding them really helpful. And I'd lost loads of work because of the pandemic. And I saw my friends that had lost lots of work in the pandemic as well in music. And so I thought, well, if I've got all these new songs, and if my friends have lost their work in the music industry, then surely we can do something about this. So in the end, I thought, let's do this album. Let's record an album in lockdown from our homes and see what happens. So we put together a Kickstarter campaign, which is basically crowdfunding money for creative projects. And we put a target of £4,500 to reach within 30 days. And we'd reached that target within 18 hours, which was incredible. So we were so grateful to God for that. And in the end, after the 30 days, we'd raised over £10,000. So we were able to, I was able to pay my friends more than like the minimum wage, which is encouraging. And then also to get CDs made and to get it professionally mastered and things like that. So I think during the whole project, I learned about the generosity of God through his people, providing through his people. And it's amazing just to see people just graciously giving into something that they believe that God's really in. So that was fantastic. And I think also from the songs that were written about on the album, lots of songs about the hope that we find in Jesus. And also another theme that came up was the return of Jesus as well. So we know that at the moment, disease and sorrow and sadness is quite prevalent in this world. But we know that there will be a day where Jesus returns, he recreates this earth, and we'll get to dwell with him forever, and there'll be no disease, no sorrow, no sadness, no grieving, no mourning, no tears anymore. And so I wanted to write about that. So I've been reminded by God about this theme of the return of Jesus, and that's been, it's been my prayer, come again Lord Jesus, come, over this time. So yeah, a very long answer to your short question.
One that I've heartily enjoyed and can cheer for, I think. It's certainly pointed my eyes and heart to God's Son, and being able to hear it, I think it's just, there's a greater emphasis on audio, I think, at this time. I guess here we are on a podcast and folks are able to join in virtually, I suppose, to our conversation, and maybe they will be able to join in real life. The Lord knows what next year holds for joining in for week 3 of the Keswick Convention, to have you leading worship for that. It would be lovely to hear about when you first heard of Jesus. Did you call yourself a Christian straight away?
So I think I was raised in a family that didn't know Jesus. My father had some kind of memory of going to a church when he was little, and my mum was really a relativist and brought us up to believe whatever we wanted to believe. But I always knew there was some kind of God out there. Mm. I always knew that there was, you know, some kind of, like, yeah, bigger force than just us. And it wasn't until I got to the age of 17 when my friend invited me on this course to explore Christianity. And it was either watching my favourite football team, Manchester United, play in the Champions League on TV, or it was going along to this course and discovering about Jesus. And I went on this course, and that was the best thing I ever did. So I went on this course, and week after week, it explained about how the gospel works, and about sin and the cross and the resurrection. And you know when something just makes total sense to you, and I was thinking inside, I was thinking, this is the God that I've always wanted to believe in, but I've never known who he was. And so this was like putting the colors to the drawing on the piece of paper, and it was coloring it in, and it was amazing. I was prayed for on one of the weeks, and I remember just asking, repenting of my sin, asking Jesus to be Lord of my life, and then I left that building in Haywards Heath, mid Sussex, and as if I was like skipping through a meadow. It's not like my life was, you know, kind of suddenly made happy when I was sad before, but it was a fulfillment, I can know God, and I know who he is, and I know he's forgiven me, and I know he loves me. It was incredible. It sounds cheesy, but it was almost like before I was living in like grey, murky waters, and then afterwards I could see things in full bright colour. And so I remember walking home that day and just seeing, like, even, you know, like the trees around me and the fields around me, and it just inspiring worship within me and feeling grateful and knowing who I could be grateful to as well. Because before I was like, oh, okay, some kind of God out there. But now, Jesus, I know that he made the earth. I know that he created all things, and I know that he's worthy of my praise when I'm enjoying these things.
Maybe I'm jumping gun here, but does that mean, as you're reflecting on things, to praise and know who you're praising, did that naturally come through music for you?
Well, I dabbled with the piano when I was really, really little. So I had music lessons with Mrs. Kippax, who used to make me kind of play the songs very straight, and I wanted to jazz them up a little bit. She got very cross with me. I don't think there's any chance she's listening, but if you are listening, thanks, Mrs. Kippax, because you inspired me earlier on in my life. But then when it got to age 17, when I became a Christian, I saw that, you know, 99% of Christian men around me played the acoustic guitar. So I picked up an acoustic guitar and I started to learn it. I learned the G chord, Rachel. I learned the C chord. I learned the D chord. And then I could play 90% of Christian worship songs, which is great, including my own now. So I just started strumming the guitar, and I played very, very badly. So I remember leading the praise for my youth group once. And I remember like kind of standing up and having to balance the guitar on my knee, which was balanced on a chair. And then I remember like singing something like Amazing Grace, and I'd be singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, as I'm trying to change from chord to chord to chord, and it was a bit messy, to be honest.
Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Kind of interested in music all my life, but then really kind of came to the guitar when I was 17, and then started singing again.
Have there been particular bits of God's Word that you found have really shaped your approach to music, or what you've ended up writing?
So I think there's particular verses that keep on coming back to me. So I think one verse that I've kind of written about a fair bit, 1 John 3:1, see the kind of love that the Father's given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. And I keep on coming back to that verse, adoption, being a child of God, being a son of God for me, a daughter of God for you. And it's amazing just knowing that, that adoption for us. I think knowing that God rejoices over us when we sing, I think that's incredible. So in Zephaniah 3, just about the Father rejoicing over us, I love to imagine he's singing this beautiful harmony over his children that are singing to him. That really inspires me. I think a psalm that really inspired me quite early into my Christian life was Psalm 30, where it talks about how sorrow may remain for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And that inspired, I think, one of my first worship songs that I wrote. There's so many parts of scripture. And to be honest, I think I keep on coming back to, how's God been speaking to me through my quiet times, through different parts of scripture, songs tend to come out of what I'm meditating on at the moment. One of the songs on the album, which is called Father of Mercies, came from 2 Corinthians, and it's basically just a section of scripture put to song, really. So I love being able to take scripture, not change it too much, and then just being able to put a melody to it, and then people can remember the truth of God's word by singing it congregationally.
Tell me, what is it about Jesus' character in this season for you that you're finding great delight in, or that's bringing you joy?
So I love the fact that Jesus is gentle with us, and I love the fact that Jesus is very gracious towards us. I've been reading a book called Gentle and Lowly.
Me too.
By Dane Ortlund. Yeah, isn't it so good?
So great.
I think the majority of my church and churches around are reading at the moment. I think it's going to be one of those books that we look back on in 40 or 50 years and think, wow, what a timeless classic. And I think just him, just really, really zooming in on Jesus' character being gentle, forgiving. And I think during the last few months, I think when I've been tempted just to rush into doing stuff and to be active and to try and strive and stress and strain, I've just felt that loving reminder of Jesus just to slow down and just to enjoy time with him. And so when I started doing Come and Sing with Me each morning, my time with God, in inverted commas, would be more to prepare for Come and Sing with Me. So it would be to, think of scripture and choose the songs and that kind of thing. And I just felt the loving reminder of God to me, just saying, Ollie, you're not enjoying time with me. You're just in, kind of planning mode. You're just preparing for things that you're leading others, but you need to enjoy me for who I am. And I just felt that loving conviction, that loving reminder from God. And so then I was like, I'm just going to get up earlier than the kids in the morning. I'm going to tuck myself away, and I'm really going to spend time delighting in God by myself, just Bible open, praying to him. I think a passage of scripture that's really people say they have their like lockdown passage or lockdown verse, and for me it's the story of Martha and Mary, and seeing how Martha really kind of was stressing and striving and trying to make the house look all kind of spick and span for Jesus, and then Mary was just sitting at Jesus' feet, just enjoying him, enjoying time listening to him. And I just really felt that God would remind me over that time when I was thinking about all this planning and preparing for these sessions each morning, just to slow down and just to abide, just to come back and enjoy time with him, much like Mary did sitting at his feet.
Oh, that's so lovely. I'm so I'm heartened hearing that myself. Also to our listener, if I may say, I've been feeling the uncertainty of these times, and I wonder how your walk with the Lord has been going, and if you just need a change up with how you engage with scripture, or you maybe want to add something into your time with the Lord, as your normal routine may still be taking various hits, then Keswick Ministries has produced a number of printed resources. So one of their resources is a daily Bible devotional. I actually had to give this away as a prize in a previous job. I really like the look of it, and I can now give it a personal thumbs up. I still hold on to what I learned about grumbling from that. It's called Food for the Journey. It's a daily Bible devotional, and you can check out keswickministries.org and search publications for more details. Ollie, we've talked about where you've been serving the Lord quite recently in, I'd say, in his mission. Is this what you expected?
Well, I think if somebody was to tell me this time last year that I would spend nearly every day of the next year in my home, and that I wouldn't get to photograph nearly as many weddings as I usually would do, and I wouldn't actually be able to go to church for 9 months of the 12 months of the year, I think I'd have laughed or just been very, very, what are you talking about? I think 2020 has been a complete surprise to me. And I'd say actually a real adventure of faith as well. I think it's only when I lost my work with photography and when I started to lose regular music work as well, it's only then that I realised, like, wow, I really need to trust in God for this season. I'm not able to access government funding. I'm having to really just rely on God. And he opened up more areas to serve people in unexpected ways. So I never would have imagined that I'd have been sat in my study here in Canterbury leading people in worship. You say corporate worship, but you know, they were kind of scattered all over the place, so corporate in like a scattered sense, but leading people in worship just all over the place in the UK and beyond, just simply recording on my phone, sitting in my study with my guitar or piano, and I never would have realized that God would have got me to serve his people in that way. And I think in the past, if I'm honest, I've just been very skeptical about online church, and there's nothing that replaces people being able to gather together as God's church, being able to encourage one another, being able to be together. But you know what? I know that the online live streams from different churches this year and different conferences, like Keswick, I tuned in for a bit of that, it looked brilliant. I know that it has really helped people that haven't been able to get to physical gatherings anyway. So people with serious health conditions, people that find it very hard to be in, large crowds of people. I think it has really helped people like that as well. So, I think the church has definitely learned a lot this year, and I've learned a lot this year as well.
And for someone who's just a bit disillusioned, maybe they're leading worship or serving in some capacity with their church and they're just feeling a bit disillusioned, what would you say to them?
Oh, I totally get it. I totally empathise. I think it can just be quite demoralising recording songs, recording worship to a camera, to your phone, to kind of a screen. And you can think, oh, Lord, why am I doing this? But actually, I think for those that do lead praise in their churches, just to know that you're not just leading to a camera, you're leading people in their homes, you're leading real lives with real ups and downs, and so to say, God, would you give me more of your heart for the people that I'm leading, even though it's through this medium of technology, would you give me more compassion and more of a sense of your heart for these people? And I think for people who are just feeling just generally a little bit fatigued of Zoom, of screens, of YouTube, of all these kind of things, I totally understand. Like, I think yesterday, I was on Zoom calls for about 6 or 7 hours, and I was literally going boss-eyed in my meeting in the evening. One of my eyes was focusing one way and the other was focusing the other. And I just thought, I need to stop now. I need to stop. And I think digital detoxes are good. So I spend one day a week where I'm not on any tech. Phone goes in the drawer for a day. It's all turned off. and I just get outside and I just do things that aren't screen time. So I think we need a break from screens. And I think also just don't resent the fact that church has to be the way it is at the moment. In fact, turn that resent into praise to God that we're still able to hear his word communicated and we're still able to sing, even though it's not together, we're still able to sing in our homes. And for those of us who've started gathering together as a church, I know there is the frustration that we can't sing together freely, but the day will come, we're sure of it. The day will come, you know, either when we get a vaccine and when things are a bit safer, or, you know, when Jesus comes again and when we're gathered around the throne, we will sing together again. Don't grow weary of you know, kind of looking at a screen, looking at the words on the screen. Actually take delight in the fact that you've been called by God, you've been chosen by God, he's gracious, he's loving, he's merciful. You can sing freely, you can sing with your whole heart. Don't give up singing. I feel really passionate about that at the moment. I think there's lots of people in our church, there's lots of people in churches that I've heard of up and down the country, across the world, that are just growing very weary and not connecting with the times of praise on church's live streams. Please don't give up singing. Please don't stop singing. He really deserves your praise, and he loves your praise. Don't stop singing to him. Delight your heart in singing to him. You were made to praise him and to worship him and to sing to him and enjoy him. So please don't stop.
And if someone's hearing this and is like, okay, I want to do this a bit more, maybe building that into my time with the Lord in morning, evening or afternoon, how we're quite British about these things, singing on our own or singing with families or households, what might you say to someone who wants to sing a bit more?
Good question. I think if you want to, get some songs up on Spotify, YouTube, some of your favourite hymns or worship songs, you know, the words to, and just, you know, belt those out in a room where no one else is, if you want to have that time with God. If you play an instrument, just sit down with the guitar or the piano or whatever and start singing to him. I get the fact that sometimes it might feel awkward to be singing with family or close friends in a living room where it's four voices and you're very exposed. But I think if, you know, kind of, I don't know, break the ice at the beginning, say, oh, well, we'll hear each other sing this morning. And then just go for it. I think it really helps to stand rather than just sitting on your couch. I think it really helps just to sing loud, because even if you're out of tune, God still loves to hear it. And what's the worst that can happen? The person next to you would think, oh, we're a bit out of tune. But I just think, you know, try and just go for it. Try and sing loud and enjoy it.
Maybe we will be able to sing together, Keswick, week 3, last week of July, 31st of July to the 6th of August. Lord willing, you will be leading us in the flesh. The topic is going to be faithful. What kind of things are you thinking to share with us, or what kind of hopes do you have for that time, whether virtual or in real life?
Well, we really enjoyed our first time coming up to Keswick, leading the band in week 3. What was it, last year? trying to think year to year now. Last year it was amazing. It really was. It took a long time to get up there from Canterbury. It was, what was it, like 11-12 hours?
Wow.
Or something.
Goodness me. It's a long way. Stop.
It was a long way, but it was incredible. And I think the thing that really struck me was people's warmth and appreciation, just of being able to gather together, being able to praise together. And I think it really felt, although, you know, we didn't know too many people in the congregation, by the end of the week we felt like we got to know lots of brothers and sisters, and felt very encouraged. I think this summer, this next summer in 2021, we're excited to come back. Obviously, I'm hoping that we're able to gather in the flesh. I'm an optimist by heart, so I'd love to think that there'd be a vaccine available early 2021, and then, you know, we can work to get a bit of normality back by mid-year next year. But, you know, if it has to be online, then you know, so be it. I think we're excited to return and serve, and I think the whole theme of God being faithful has inspired so many songs over the years, hasn't it? The faithfulness of God. And one of my favourite hymns, Great is Thy Faithfulness, beautiful song about how God doesn't change and about how his promises remain to his people. I'm excited by the theme, and I think it'd be a great theme to explore. I'm excited to hear the Bible teaching as well. I know last time it was who was it from in week three from the States? It was Ray Ortland, I think. Ray Ortland. Yeah, incredible teaching from Romans 8. It was really, really good. I know that for us as a band, that was one of the highlights. Obviously, coming to see you at Keswick Unconventional, that was another highlight, Rachel. But
I'll
for us
that,
as a band,
no,
yeah, absolutely. But for us as a band, that teaching from Romans 8 was stunning. Mm. It was really, really good. So, yeah, got a lot out of it.
Tell us, Ollie, if people can't wait to hear a bit more from you before week three of Keswick 2021, where could people hear a little bit more?
Well, Rachel, so every Thursday morning, I'll be leading Come and Sing With Me on my Facebook page, which is Ollie Knight Music. So people are welcome to come and praise. If people want to hear some of the songs that I've written, they can head to worshipjesus.co.uk, which is my website for just encouraging people in praise. And the album that you talked about earlier on, that's all kind of linked there. I'm doing my first online concert, Rachel, which is quite exciting.
That's very fun.
Quite exciting in November, so November the 20th. I'm just trying out this new idea for a bit of like a concert from home. So all the details are going on my website if people are interested in coming along and purchasing a ticket. So those are the kind of main avenues. Obviously, you know, the usual YouTube and Spotify and things like that.
Speaking of YouTube, that has the really, really heartwarming version of You Hold the World with dozens of voices joining in, all from the Come and Sing With Me family. So that is definitely one for a little pick-me-up. You can't not be smiling at the end of watching that video, I think. So that is definitely a place of small joys to be found in the everyday. If you want to hear more about anything from Keswick, keswickministries.org is the place to go. Ollie, it's been such a blessing to be with you. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you very much for listening. And myself or James Carey will speak to you next time.